One of the most challenging things about teaching respect for authority is teaching our children how to respectfully question authority figures. It is very important.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. And this whole week, we've had special guest Tori Roberts, who's Dr. Barnes' oldest daughter and also works at Sheridan House. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And this whole week, we've been talking about training your child to respect authority. On Monday, we covered the why it's so important. Tuesday, why it's so difficult sometimes. Wednesday, really the importance of starting to teach this at home. And yesterday, trying to figure out how to not make your home a military home, but where are the times where you can have fun? Where is there times for appropriate respect? And then just to kind of let your guard down without going past that limit. So if you want to hear any of those programs, they're all online at parentingonpurpose.org.
Yeah, I don't think you can actually have fun at home if you haven't got the lines of authority set up, because you're living all the time not wanting to have fun, because how will I reel it back? And you know, if they leave my bed and can't sleep in my bed because I said so, then how do I ever let them back in my bed? But there's a Friday night where it'll be fun, where we all watch The Wizard of Oz together in our bed and laughing and sticky little bodies on you. But if I don't establish the authority that I know when I say we're done, everybody back in their own bed, if I don't establish that, then I'll never be able to have fun. So I think it's very locked into and connected. If I don't establish respect for authority, I don't believe we'll have fun at home.
And you said something important yesterday, too, is being confident.
I say lots of things important. You act like it was the first time this year. Finally, yesterday, you said something important.
Well, you talked about, though, the confidence of saying, I'm going to let the guard down. We're going to have fun here, but I'm confident as a parent that I can reel it back in, knowing that my child is going to say, oh, yeah, this is the gray area. Oh, the lines are a little bit, you know, not as strong here. So let me keep, and they're going to keep pressing when you let the guard down, you do something a little out of the ordinary. But then you're confident enough to say, no, I'll draw the line straight again.
And yes, and I think it's good for children to be in areas where they have to know, is this okay to do, not to do? For instance, we did something all their lives growing up that we brought into the girls program and did it also. And that is, we didn't celebrate Halloween, but we did carve pumpkins. And when they were little, we carved a pumpkin and we did it out on the patio. And one of the carving the pumpkins issues was I would take the pumpkin gook and throw it at them. And all of a sudden, we've got pumpkin gook flying around. We got out to the girls program and Tori got us a bunch of pumpkins for all the girls. And we assigned one man, one girl, one man, one girl, one man, one girl. We got some guys from here and went out. And everybody knew that had been around before, except this new set of house parents, that this will not, we're outside on tables. This will not just be a pumpkin carving contest. This will end up being a massive war. A massive war.
Yes, and to the points where I put ponchos on the girls upon occasion.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yes. It was brutal, brutal. And two girls got me laughing so hard that, I mean, I covered them with gook. The girl I was with and the girl.
You had a team of two.
Yes. Oh, okay. We had two.
We didn't put one in.
And I covered them and they got me down on the ground. It was hilarious. Good. And the house father had a really, really hard problem with that. We talked about it later on. And I said, you know what? That's not your style. I'm really okay in my position of authority. And I don't anticipate coming back to the house and ever have him throwing this at me. This was a scenario where the ground was equal and it was fun. And I started it. They didn't start it.
He saw that as an extreme form of disrespect,
though. Yes, he did. He did. And you have permission for that. You know,
right now.
He has permission. If that's not you, that's not you. That's just me. I have the lines of authority down and the respect for authority because my child needs to learn this. I have the lines of authority down so we can jump in and have fun. I have the lines of authority down so a child learns how to think. Because there will also be some times when I want my child to question authority, but I need to teach them how to question authority, where they need to look at authority figure that's telling them to do something that's wrong. It's just wrong, or it's immoral, or it's unscriptural, or even come to me and say, Dad, I know you said I can or can't do this. Can we discuss it? I want to teach a child how to question. Don't you think people at Enron wished that some of the employees at Enron had questioned the leadership at Enron, this monster company that doesn't exist anymore because no one called the question? So, and there's don't you think there's people on a church staff that wish that the church staff had questioned their pastor for what he was doing because all of a sudden horrible things, whatever. I want to teach my children to question authority respectfully, and that's a very challenging thing for some people.
Even in our home, it's funny, my 4-year-old, we've set up a rule that we don't use the word stupid in reference to somebody else. I know. And my four-year-old, I'll say, oh man, that was stupid. Or, you know, I'll use it not in reference to a person. And my four-year-old goes, mommy, we're not supposed to say the word stupid. And it's, he's already, you know, learning how to appropriately question. And that's okay, because I was in the wrong. We've set that up. We don't say that word.
That's okay, because you're secure in your parenthood and you're secure in your leadership. I mean, there are some high authority figures that would not let any questioning take place, and they miss a big lesson. When a coach tells you to do something wrong, I want you to take that kid out or whatever. When somebody tells you in authority, I mean, we've all read the horror stories where there's even abuse taking place. We need to teach our children that there is a right way, a helpful way to question authority. And there were times in my life when that was very valuable for me, when Tori or Roby said, can I just ask a question about that, Dad? And I need to take the time to listen. And let me tell you, here's the weird thing. Those are the times when they did it the right way. Can I just ask a question about why I can't go there? If there is any way I could break mine and say, you know what, I'm wrong, you're right. If there's air there at all for me to be able to say that, it was so valuable, because it was rewarding them questioning the authority figure in an appropriate way.
How did you teach that, or it was just sort of allowing it to happen organically, and then maybe just rephrase, say, you know what, let's rephrase that question. I know you're trying to see if there's a way that I can change my position on this. How about you ask me this way?
Like, it came out of a discussion with Rosemary, and the discussion with Rosemary is they were coming back. And I said, you can't let them come back. It's not even right for them. They need to know your no means no. And she said, well, is there never a time when my no might be wrong? And we sat out on the patio on Thomas Street and had a cup of coffee. And I said, well, yeah, there has to be. So then how do they know? And we had to find the balance where, well, I guess you either say the answer is no, or let me think about it, or Dad and I need to talk about it, or whatever it is, where they, and then they have to be ready to take your response or take your answer. I don't want to be the authority figure for the sake of my authority position. I want it to be a teaching position. I want to teach them to respect authority, but I want to teach them how, can I just ask a question? Because they will be leaders one day. Every child is a leader. Their leadership is not a temperament. Every child, regardless of their temperament, should be trained to be a leader in one way or another. And both my kids are leaders. So when you're in a leadership position, then a manager can't handle being questioned. A leader cares about the big picture. And if I'm making less than the best decision, I want somebody to question it and process it. I want them to be able to hear, okay, I heard what you say, but this is what we need to do. Or, you know what? You're right. I want to raise my child to know how to do it in a respectful way. It's very important.
I think that starts by teaching them the ultimate authority. There's one authority we don't ever question, and that's God's. And I think when we've taught them, you know, this is God's authority, it's easy to then fall under that. And if somebody has you do something that does not fall under God's authority or the moral code that he's set up for us to follow, then you can appropriately question. And I think even God has set that up, and the word he always uses is honor your father and mother. So that honor, you can go back and question if you're honoring how you in your verbiage. I'm stumbling over my words.
Can I just say that was the most masterful segue? We talked off air how we were going to the ultimate. So that's why you're you and I'm me. That was a masterful segue. And it's interesting in that passage in Ephesians, it says, children, honor your father and mother. And then it goes on to say, respect your parents. It's almost like you reach a point where you always respect, you always honor, but you don't obey. Children obey your parents. Right. And then it goes on where the obey is yes, when you're a child in your home. After that, you always honor their position. But what we're really honoring is God's plan. And that's the ultimate respect for authority. That's the ultimate thing we need to be teaching here. And this one we teach unquestioning, if whatever that word is, questioning gullibly. They cannot question. And it's really Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where I trust in the Lord and his wisdom and his stuff to me, and lean with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In other words, without a question. This authority figure in my life, because he knows the plans he has for me. What can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God's for us, who could ever be against us? I don't want to miss that. And then it goes, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. It means unquestioning. And then in all your ways, acknowledge him before you do anything. Every decision you make in life, acknowledge him. And what do I get? He will direct my path. Why would I not want that? I want him to direct my path because he knows the path for me. So this whole practice of responding to authority and respect for authority is preparing them to go out and respond to the ultimate authority when they're at a party, when they're on a college campus, when they're on a date. Do I respond to my desires or do I respond to God's authority in my life? So this is all coupled with teach them to respond to authority properly, teach them about his authority, but then teach them about him so they know what his answers are, what his parameters and boundaries are, and they'll go out the door and they'll be prepared. They'll be prepared for parties. They'll be prepared for dating. They'll be or courting, whichever you're doing. They'll be prepared for all of that. They will be prepared. I want my children to be prepared. And if I prepare them to have the discipline to do the right things, have the mindset to respect God's authority, and then to know God, wow, they're gonna just do amazing things with their lives. Again, back to Joseph. I think that's the training Joseph needed. I think he didn't get it in his home. Again, back to Moses. I think he grew up in a very opulent Pharaoh household as a foster child of Pharaoh. I think it was, okay, it's time for some training. You're going to be doing the mundane, taking care of sheep, and Jethro's going to train you. And you're going to learn respect for authority. And then the burning bush, let's see how much you respect it. Because leaning to your own understanding is, I'm 80, leave me alone, I'll take care of sheep. No, I know the plans I have for you. All of this connects, and it's a great connect. But we've got to decide, this may be one of the most important things we teach our children. The inner gut-wrenching, even though I'm mad on the outside, on the inside, I mean, I'll respect on the outside.
I think one of the ways we do that is teach our children to always go back to scripture. One of the valuable things that sticks with me that my youth pastor taught me in high school was he would get done with a message and he would always say, take it back to scripture, take back what I said and make sure that I've, you know, that I got the right message here, take it back to scripture. And I think when we create and instill in our children their own relationship with God, that they're not following our set of moral codes, but they are having a relationship with God and they're going in scripture to find out what God says in the first place, then they have an easier time falling under authority when they know something is wrong because it's, I'm stumbling again because it's their conviction. It's something instilled by them through the Holy Spirit, not something that we've placed on them. So it's easier for them to fall under authority when it's their conviction through God.
Yeah. You're teaching them a process.
Yes.
It's not an impulse control. I mean, it's not an impulse.
It's not a reaction,
but it will become natural reaction eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like muscle memory. You know, Rick Weber, my partner here at Sheridan House, was a professional golfer. Talking to me, if you do the right swing long enough, muscle memory will do it. I'll never do the right swing because I don't care. But if you do the right swing long enough, your muscle memory will just do it automatically. I want spiritual memory for my children where they may really, really, really not respect this person in front of them who is an authority, but it's not the person right now. Unless they're telling you to do something ungodly, it's not the person, it's the position. And as you do that, you're responding to God and then teach them how to process. Okay, God, you're not here, but your word is here. My parents have put your word in my heart and something's going on here, bullying or something. Do I need to step in and help this other person or what do I need to do? What's the right response? And respecting the authority of God in this, there are things we do in life where we just respect the authority of God that we don't necessarily want to do or we're not supposed to do, but we really want to do. And I've been trained to respect the authority of God. So my own understanding says, I want to do this. I want to buy this. I want to experience this. But my Father in heaven, I respect your authority awesomely. And so I'm not going to do it. I will walk away, lean not to my own understanding and all my ways acknowledge you because I want you to direct my path. It is extremely important that we make the transition and teach our children not only to respect our authority, but ultimately to respect the authority of God in their lives.
You've been listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes and Tori Roberts from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm Ruthie J., your host, and to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, go online to shfm.org. There's a wealth of resources there to help your marriage, help your parenting journey, things that you can go through with your spouse. And all the proceeds go to help the children's home. So find that again online at shfm.org. And to hear today's program again, even the ones maybe you missed from earlier this week, you can find them and the blogs that go along with it online at parentingonpurpose.org.
We hope you join us tomorrow. We're going to be covering another topic here on Parenting on Purpose.